Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. It's Friday, March 15th, the Ides of March, ladies and gentlemen, and also about 6 days away from spring. So this is going to be a quick podcast. I hope you're having a great time today and you're finishing off the professional week in style, preferably. First of all, I want to give a huge shout out to my friend Joe Salve, the owner of MavenDriverTraining.com. So yesterday, I was at the Bi-State Professional Networkers meeting. I shorten it to BSPN because it just sounds cooler. And we were over at Gio's restaurant. It was a great networking event. It was like about 35, 40 people there. And and also another shout out to Mike Paris and Aviva Frushenko for putting on the event. And great job by Joe Barata from Barata and Associates Realty for being an awesome president, quite frankly. And so many accolades, but I also want to, again, thank Joe. And here's why. So when I got there, it was a really heavy workload day. I'll explain part of that in a minute. But Joe, you know, I was gabbing with him and a few other friends at the meeting, and I realized, like, I had two wines, you know. And so immediately, like, on the way out, I was like, all right, I'm going to get an Uber. And Joe looked at me, and he was like, bro, I'll drive you home. And I was like, oh, you don't have to. But he, you know, kind of was like, you know, if you want, I'll drive you home. I was like, you know what? I accept. Thank you. And that was really nice of you, man, and I appreciate it. And, you know, quite frankly, and Joe is, I mean, you know, he did seltzer the whole night. That in itself was a great self-disciplinary measure. Seltzer's awesome for that, by the way. I have done that. But drove me home, and Joe has a great company, MavenDriverTraining.com. If you want to drive like an expert, contact Maven Driver Training. So, but what I wanted to talk about today was actually something that happened earlier on in the day. So I had a huge workload that I had to deal with on Pi Day. You know, let's just say there was a lot of mathematics involved. Anyway, so, but before the heavy workload started, I was checking my email and I made the mistake of opening it up before 9 o'clock in the morning. And I saw an angry email from someone that, first of all, I never heard of before. Second of all, hereby demanded that they retract, that we retract something from our publication, Rockland News. Like, I hereby demand that you retract this particular line in this particular story. And I'm just, you know, and I screenshotted this. I literally screenshotted it along with my response, and it said, hereby demand, why don't you just ask me? You know, like, what happened to common courtesy? But whatever, it is what it is. And basically, so I finished off the email and I said, I'll look into it, right? And then I thought about it for a minute. And that's what I want to talk about today. So Stephen Covey, the late Stephen Covey, the author of a book that I talk about a lot on this podcast series, it's called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And it really changed my life. It really did. And just, you know, backstory is, I was in my friend's basement. I was 24 years old and we were lifting weights. You know, we were both in college and, you know, looking to, you know, stay in shape, be strong like bull. So in the bookshelf right next to the weightlifting bench, I happened to notice that his father had a book in there called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I picked it up and it just the first chapter really, it spoke to me, and I was like, you know what? And I asked him if I could borrow the book, and I read it. But I want to focus in on one specific line in the book, and that is, so Viktor Frankl, which Covey cites in the book, was someone that went through the Holocaust. He was in a concentration camp. He lost all of his family. He went through horrible, horrible, horrible conditions that no human being should ever, ever suffer. But Frankl was able to make it out. And by the end of the war, and the reason why he was able to make it out was, you know, a combination, obviously, of luck, circumstance, and he also kept on projecting himself out, even through torturous circumstances. He could mentally project himself out and imagine the future. a future where he would be in a classroom, maybe teaching and talking about various experiences and helping other people. That's what he wanted, all right? And the reason why I bring up this, and I hopefully you're sticking along with the story because there is a point to it, is Covey referenced this story, and he also referenced Viktor Frankl's book. It's called Man's Search for Meaning. And he summed it up pretty much in one sentence. He said, well, it's actually several sentences. In between stimulus and response is a moment. Now, that moment can be a short moment, a long moment, but in that moment is the place where we have the ability to choose our response. And in that ability to choose lies our freedom. Now, that may not seem like something very, you know, grandiose, is like being in the moment and making that choice. But let's back channel to the story where I mentioned to you about the email from the person. So my initial reaction after writing the email and also screenshotting it and being a goofball and throwing it on Facebook, not sorry, I was like, oh, geez, I have to follow up on this. I want to make sure that everything's correct and everything like that. And then like something, you know, just basically told me, you know what? Take a minute, hang out, you know. And I went back to my normal routine for the rest of the day. And I got a lot done, finished up at like around 7:45, got over to the networking meeting, all good. But it was draining. But I was able later on to take care of this particular person's request. And, you know, I did it out as a courtesy, but I didn't have to. The point of this is that don't let urgent things throw you off track. You know, if they're really important and you got to get to the, you know, emergencies, that's a different story. But there's a difference between urgent and important, all right? And the place where you decide what something is, be it urgent or important, is that space between the stimulus and response, all right? And if you start getting really, really good at it, it helps widen your window. It helps widen your circle of concern, the things that you really need to focus on, the things that are important to you. And side note, some of those things end up being important to others. And why not? That's a good thing. So I wish you a great weekend. I'll tell you one thing. I will not be drinking wine tonight. I think I'll do the seltzer thing like Joe from Maven Driver Training. So anyway, that's all. And have a great weekend. And we'll see you on Monday for another episode of Work Smarter, Not Harder.